screen.
No talking.
Please, no talking. Is this Craig?
Hey, Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi, Craig. Thank you for listening. Where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Ah, the Big Sac.
Actually, Roseville. But,
where are you located in the greater Sacramento area right now?
I am at Junction and Foothill in Roseville, actually.
All right. Are you at a stoplight?
I am strategically placed.
Okay.
What does that mean?
What's that?
What does that mean?
That means I'm going to be a stoplight. Oh, man, this is going to be good. This is going to be very good.
Now, this is another thing that people always say. I'm coming up to the light in 30 seconds.
I am at the light, right?
The light is going to change. The light's green. Ready, go!
I heard one.
Come on.
I didn't.
Yeah, I'm wishful thinking.
Ah, crap.
And he talked before the 30 seconds. You see?
Hey, give me another try.
No. No. No, listen. We are very specific about Honk for Cash.
You're supposed to hang your phone out the window for 30 seconds, and if you talk before that, you're disqualified.
Goodbye. All right. Goodbye. All right, let's try it with somebody else.
So hot.
It's Washington, D.C., on New York Avenue. This is a very busy road. Hello, is this Craig?
Yes, it is.
Craig, thank you for listening. Are you at a stoplight right now?
I'm approaching a left turn light now, and I'm going to have to stop the green light before we get started, but that's okay, too.
You're going to have to what?
I'm stopping at the green light so that I can play the game.
Which would make people, you know, if you want to go for your 30 seconds stopping at the green light.
No, not enough
traffic.
No, it's got to be, you know,
it's yellow.
Let's keep it pure.
All right.
Let's keep the game pure.
I'm in the left lane. It's red. I'm sitting here.
I'll come back to you.
Yeah, good luck, Greg.
Come back to you. Good luck to you. Hello, Doug.
Yes.
Here's Doug.
God.
Here's Doug. He is on Route 50. Doug, are you at a stoplight?
I'm approaching a stoplight. I'm approaching Stringfellow. I should be there within 30 seconds.
30 seconds. And it's always 30 seconds.
Everybody says that. Okay, here is Johnny in Maryland. Hello, Johnny.
Don and Mike.
Are you at a stoplight, Johnny?
I'm at a stoplight.
Are you in the left-hand turn lane?
I am.
Now, are there cars behind you?
Of course not.
No, all right, that means we have to come back to them.
All right.
Now, listen, it's very important to remember. Hold on, let's try one more. Here's Warrenton, Virginia. Hello, Patty.
Hi, Don.
Hi, are you at a light right now, Patty?
Not yet.
Yeah, that's pretty much typical. Is Craig's light cycle
on
yet?
Hold on, let me go back. Craig, hello, Craig.
Hi, guys.
Has the light cycled yet?
It's very close to, and there are cars in my lane behind me.
All right, now, Craig, listen, we'll stay with you until the light changes. It's very important. When the light turns green, when the left-hand arrow goes, you at that point say it's changed.
Right.
You roll down your window, and you just sit there, and please don't do anything for 30 seconds.
You got it, Don. I can follow those instructions, sir.
That's good. That's terrific. I like Craig's chances.
We've had other people say that before, though.
All right, the light is green.
Ready, go!
Sounds like a setup to me. Yeah, it could be.
They all honked. The honks were too long, too loud. Although I don't know. Now that was real. 20 seconds.
We got six honks for him.
5 seconds to go. 4, 3, 2. Well, he did do it the right way.
Yeah, and he got six honks on that, and I think it might be legit.
Let's find out. Craig?
Yeah.
Craig, yeah. What happened?
I'll leave out the expletives, but several people honked.
Well, now, when we heard the first honk, it was a long, prolonged...
Behind me.
Could you hit your horn for us, Craig?
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't sound anything like the other honks that I heard.
Oh, they were legit, guys.
I was legit?
Didn't you hear I thought maybe you got rid of me because of the one guy that...
Yeah, I thought I heard something in the background, but I couldn't...
All right, well then...
Too happy.
Then listen, then you would be one of the very few winners of this feature.
You win!
And I'd be honored.
And his cash bonanza, Mike?
Dom, what are we charging for a honk today?
$1 a honk.
That would be a grand total for Craig of $6.
Oh, my God.
Which you know it would even come close to paying the cellular bill with the amount of time that you've been on hold.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
But not a bulbous key tag?
But none... Oh, we haven't given away bulbous key tags since we gave away tape measures for people to measure their foreheads.
That's right.
Hold on a second, please, Craig. All of the great high-ticket items we've given away in the past.
Combs.
Yeah.
Remember the combs that we gave away?
Well, you can never be too neat.
Oh, God.
When we had our 5th anniversary, we told the station we wanted a really nice giveaway item.
Sure.
And the station came back to us and they said, we want to buy something so that everybody that listens to the show can get a prize.
Yeah.
And they said, we got something that will cost us a half a cent each.
Perfect.
And they were these cheap-ass plastic combs.
The kind of combs that everybody gets but nobody uses, because if you use them, like, you'll shred your scalp.
Not even as good as, like, as an Ace comb.
No, they were terrible.
The cheapest, we gave away those. Of course, we made our names in this business by giving away fried chicken.
Yeah, the greatest would be, though, the Don't Drink and Drive bottle opener and key tag. Well, that, to me, was one of the greatest prizes I've ever heard of.
Now, that was not one from our laboratories, though. That wasn't one that we simply gave away because the station asked us to.
Yeah, what better way to encourage not drinking and driving by giving away key tags that also double as bottle openers?
Duh.
Wow.
Duh. Duh.
Hello, Patty.
Hi, Don.
Patty, are you at that light yet, honey?
I went through a light.
Darling?
I will be hitting another light for another 10 miles.
Sweetie? Oh, okay. Bye, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Thanks
Bye.
For trying, Patty.
Okay.
Bye, Cupcake. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You at that light? Yeah, I'm coming up to a light.
Turn down your radio, please. Turn it off.
It's off.
And who is this?
This is Anthony.
Anthony. Anthony, where are you from, Anthony?
I'm from Burke.
From Burke, Virginia.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Anthony. All right, Anthony.
Yeah, you ate the Oni.
Are you up at the light yet, Anthony? are you an Italian?
No, I'm not an Italian.
You're not from Italy?
No, I'm not.
How does a non-Italian get the name Anthony?
From a Catholic. I'm Catholic.
Catholic? Well, how can you be Catholic and not be Italian?
You know.
You can be Irish and be Catholic.
That's true, but the real Catholics are the Italians, Mike.
What are you? Are you Polish?
No, I'm Korean. Korean-American,
Ah, you're one of them.
Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. I never heard of a Korean named Anthony. I heard the Koreans with the names like, you know, like Bruce Lee. You know, like
Lee Duck Toe.
That's it, like General Chang.
Sure.
And isn't that Chinese?
It's chicken.
Meng Dui or something like that.
Okay.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony, what's your last name?
Kim, K-I-M.
There you go. Ah. There's the Kim.
Yeah. I can't hide that, can I?
Anthony Kim.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there was another great Korean that I enjoyed, Andy Kim.
Andy Kim.
He was very, very,
you know, rock me gently, rock me slowly.
Very talented artist.
Okay, Anthony, are you up to that light yet?
Yes, I'm stopped at a red light right now. It's going to turn green in a little while.
What do you think? How long? 30 seconds, maybe?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
All right, I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Yeah, that never works either.
There he is, old Giuseppe Chang. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Dave in Sacramento.
Dave, where are you located?
I'm on Bell and Marconi right now.
Are you at the light?
No, I'm coming up on it right now.
What is his name? His name was what? Vito Chung?
Giuseppe Chang.
Giuseppe Chang.
My name is Giuseppe Chang.
This is Giuseppe Chang right over here. You'll know that. This is my good friend Pasquale Zetong.
Okay. I'm coming up on it now.
Hey, Paisan, how you doing? Hey, this is my friend. His name is Giovanni. I need the last name to go with Giovanni, though.
Giovanni Chow.
Giovanni Chow.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello?
Where are you?
Okay. I'm at the light now. It's not green yet, but I got cars coming up on me.
All right, hold on. Let me go to the Italian-Korean. How are you doing there, Anthony?
Man, you just I just went through the light.
Of course you did.
Another light right here.
There's another light?
All right, yeah. I'll come back to you. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, yeah, you guys still playing Hard for Cash?
Of course we are. Who's this?
My name is Rick.
Rick, where are you from?
I'm in Baltimore.
Are you at a light right now, Rick?
Any second now.
I'll come back to you. Let's get a new player from Wichita, Kansas. Hello, Dave.
Yes.
Are you at a light, sir?
Yes, sir. It's green. We're going real slow, trying to stall till it turns red on us.
Well, hold on. If the light is green...
Yeah, but we're going slow, trying to stall.
So he can be up the front of the line when it cycles again, and that would mean a good 3 minutes before we get anything from him.
All right, hold on. Line number five. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's Anthony.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, hold on, Anthony. Here's Dave in Sacramento. Hello, Dave.
You just missed me. If you would have got me 2 seconds ago, I was at the green light. Now I'm coming up on another one.
That's the magic of Honk for Cash.
Yeah, it never really works.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
Work for Craig, though. Work for Craig.
To the tune of $6 American.
Craig Yakamoto, the other guy we had.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Rick in Baltimore again.
Rick, hi, Rick.
I missed it, man. Forget it.
Rick, oh, what a shame,
I went through the light while you were talking to the other schmuck, so.
How could it be that every single guy that we've had on, what are the odds of that, of every time that we go to somebody, that the lights just cycle?
Yeah, don't call our listeners schmucks.
Hey, can I just beat my own horn?
Well, sure, if you'd like to.
Oh, okay. Do I get any money for it?
No.
Okay. Have a good one.
It's Rick A-hole.
Johnny, his brother.
Johnny.
Everybody help Johnny A-hole.
Rick goes home at night, and Johnny's sitting on the sofa going, hey, bud, buddy.
How you doing, brother?
How did it go? Hey, had a great day. Talk, call Don and Mike's listeners a bunch of schmucks.
That's why we're the A-hole brothers.
Johnny and Rick.
Hello.
Hello.
Dave in Sacramento, right?
Yeah. I'm at a light right now.
And we're in major traffic.
And who's that talking, Dave?
That's my wife.
That's your wife?
She says hi.
Tell her we said hi.
Hi. Hold on. I'll give the phone to her. You can talk to her.
Okay. It's always nicer to talk to a girl. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Jody. My wife. We're in a lot of traffic, so I'm going to duck.
My wife, Jody.
Jody.
And dismember the body.
Dismembered, she will be a great one.
Oh, my God.
My wife, Jody.
We're just talking about Johnny Carson.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Is it turned green?
Yes, it just did.
Ready, go!
Go!
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, she's not talking. Technically, she's not talking.
There's one.
No, that was her.
Was that her going
that
beep?
Was her going beep.
I'm sorry.
Well, there is two.
She's dead. And because she has talked and not paid attention to the rules.
No talking there. No talking, Jody.
Hello?
My wife, Jody. No, listen, your wife talked. She blew it for you.
Why?
Yeah, she talked during the 30 seconds. Remember our rule?
Oh, you talked during the 30 seconds.
Let's go back to Wichita, Kansas. Here's Dave. Hello, Dave.
How you doing?
Are you at that light?
We had to go through. We had a perfect light.
Of course
we
you did.
We got a freaking ton of cars behind us.
Yeah, all what right. a shame.
Hold on. I got a lovely light. I got a light made out of gold. Hello?
Go.
Who's
this?
Go. I don't know. Baltimore, I think.
That same ring.
This is a magical bit. I feel like David Copperfield right now, making the Empire State Building vanish. Did his phone just die out?
Hello?
I don't think so.
Hello, you can speak now. We're
hello?
Asking.
Hello?
Oh, man. Just going around me. Do you hear three beeps?
You're just going around me.
Hello. Sioux City, Iowa. Here is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Yes.
Are you at a light, my friend?
Yes, I am.
All right. Listen, you're going to be the last chance.
Okay.
Are there a lot of cars behind you?
They're stacking up. I got about five behind me right now. We're on.
Go!
I feel like David Copperfield making all of our listeners disappear.
Two, three.
It sounds like music. I thought I was hearing like a marching band.
I'm going to give him four. I think I'm hearing a horn. Five.
Well, now, see, that's the first real honk.
Six.
You just love giving away our money, don't you?
It's $6 so far.
$6 coming out of your check.
$7. $8.
And
$9.
Yeah, we got us a winner.
Yes!
Way to go, Steve!
Thank you!
Now, Steve, were you on the level?
Yes, I was.
Let me hear your own horn, please.
Here it is. Big mean truck horn.
You can't throw the horn, though, so, I mean, it was far away. There were really people beeping at you?
Yeah, I got somebody following me, still honking. I think they want to kick my A.
Really? You think we're going to hear what they're saying?
Just honking right now.
Well, put the car out. Put the phone out the window so we can hear them.
That's interesting.
Why would someone continue to follow you and just go beep, beep?
You know what it might be?
What?
He's cheating.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Are you cheating, Steve?
Not that I know of.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. No. All right, you're disqualified.
Hey, I got a little kid on a moped next to me.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Well, I just passed him. He's walking it. His horn probably doesn't even work.
Yeah, the cheaters are the kind of guys, hey, I got a little kid on a moped next to me. Want me to run him over?
Yeah, we'll give you $5. You do that. Bye, Steve. Bye.
What?
Goodbye.
What about my money?
You're disqualified. You cheated.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
You did.
How?
You cheated because
you
that
heard,
was...
You heard my horn.
No, 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 but you had some. You had a friend behind you or somebody who was honking.
I don't even have any friends.
Well, that, now that I believe, but I'm sorry. Our judges believe you all cheated.
That's right.
Oh,
I mean, our judges all believe you cheated.
Everybody cheats on Honk for Cash. That's what makes it special. Yeah, see, he knew. He cheated.
Besides, Steve, what are we talking about? $6, $7, $8?
Actually, it was $9. I counted nine beeps from Steve's friend.
I don't think you heard them all.
That's $9 you'll never see, my friend.
It's $9 for us.
That's three extra value meals you'll never be eating.
Would you like to come clean right now and just, you know, cleanse your soul before we let you go?
What do you mean?
Tell us that you were cheating.
No.
Okay, all right.
No, I won't tell you.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend. Ah, that's the beauty of Honk for Cash.
Rather spirited edition of Honk for Cash today.
Sure. Great. Great bit.
Great 70s.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
WJ. 6:30, Gertie, and here is Sherry Lynn Gribbley. Hi there, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
At the station with less BS.
How are you?
WJFK.
Out of five physicians agree, this show can sure cure the fish ass. Don and Mike.
We're back, and thank you for listening. Buzz will have news, Tone Tap, and Touch Tones coming up in the next half hour also. And if we have time here, we will take a couple of phone calls and maybe even listen to some of your entries in the ghoul pool.
All right.
But first, this story, we've been talking about it all day. Let's follow up on it about the Amish.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody in Middlefield, Ohio is happy that things are booming there.
Okay.
Residents are complaining that the Amish teens,
mm-hmm,
sowing their oats before committing to the Amish lifestyle,
mm-hmm,
have turned their buggies into horse-drawn boomboxes.
Oh, no.
Wow.
As the buggies rumble through town at 10 miles an hour,
uh-huh,
battery-powered radios and speakers blare out music that's mostly country-western.
Wow.
Yeehaw.
A few years ago, town leaders wanted to diaper horses.
Yeah.
For sanitary reasons.
I remember that story.
Now they have turned the noise complaints over to the police. A pharmacist in town for 31 years says it's a rite of passage. The kids are growing up.
Sure.
Those in the Amish faith often allow teenagers free reign to get to know the Yankees. That would be us, the non-Amish.
I didn't know they did that. You see, I didn't know that that was even allowed. Yeah. I thought it was still restricted and maybe they had one night out a week or something like that.
Well, now listen, here's the rule. If the youngster chooses to join the Amish church,
right,
a baptism ceremony is conducted anywhere from age 16 to age 22.
Mm-hmm.
And that marks an end to boomboxes when they get the ceremony, since Amish people shun modern conveniences, including, mm-hmm, cars, telephones, and other worldly distractions.
Yeah, right? And after that is concluded, all of their natural teeth are replaced with wooden teeth.
This is why I myself hate the Amish.
You hate the Amish?
That's a little strong.
No, well, listen, hold on a second. What is the one thing that makes the world go round?
Television.
Thank you.
Well, can't the Amish watch TV, though?
No.
No?
No.
Really? You mean TV's not a modern convenience?
I guess. I'm still confused because I did that radio work for the Amish people that ran the Pennsylvania Dutch Farmers Market, and they were sure using some modern conveniences when they had their little farmers market.
Well, interesting dichotomy exists within the Amish community because they do shun things like electricity, but they will utilize it for profit.
To further the cause, yes, of the people.
Yes.
That's why I hate
them. Hotel Village, dispatcher Mason.
Yes, hello. This is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. We're trying to find out if this is the town that has the Amish teenagers and their boomboxes and their buggies.
Yes, sir.
And it is.
How is the problem? Has the problem gotten any better or any worse?
I don't have anybody that can speak with you right now. Our chief's gone home for the day.
Well, how about you? You do fine.
No.
Ah, sure. You
call
can
him
just...
back tomorrow.
No, hold on. Hey, whoa, whoa.
Oh,
hey,
man, that's just about as rude as it gets.
She obviously not Amish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she is the dispatcher, though, so she has to, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she's got to stop all those major crimes going on.
Buggy.
I got a buggy at 7 miles an hour, a high-speed chase.
Buggy jackings.
Buggy jackings.
There was a show on Happiness.
Middlefield Village, Dispatcher Mason.
Hey, Dispatcher Mason, it's Don and Mike again. The guy's doing the radio show. Can't you please talk to us for a second?
No, I can't release any information without the chief's approval.
Is there anybody else we could talk to, or is there another phone number you could give us? Not on the air, but just give it to us off the air.
Are you Amish?
No, I'm not Amish.
I knew that, right? Can I tell you? I just told them. I knew that you were so mean and rude when you hung up on us. There's no way you could be Amish.
Hold on.
And the Amish are supposed to be some of the happiest people on in
they
the
were
country.
Great. When I dealt with them, they were absolutely wonderful, and that's why, even though they have shunned television, Don, I must tell you,
from
the bottom of my heart, I love the Amish.
And I hate them. I hate them.
Here we go again.
I hate them because they hate television.
But I love them because of their cute little beards.
Don't they have the beards without the mustaches?
Yes. Yes, yeah. And some of them are just darling.
They're dreamy.
Some of the older men.
Some of the dreamy Amish older men.
Stringy little
yeah, I know.
Gray.
I know. That's the look you go for.
And after a hot day at the farmer's market.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. We're looking for someone who can tell us about the Amish roughies who are driving their buggies through town with the boomboxes.
That's a heck of a term, roughies.
Roughies, do you like that? We use that quite frequently.
Do you really?
Yeah, yes. Now are you a person in charge there?
I'm the mayor of Middlefield, yes.
The mayor! All right. Now that's what I call service, getting the mayor on the phone.
Go right to
at
the top.
At 7 o'clock at night.
Well, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Wow.
Now, you're not Amish, right?
No.
Okay, good. Well, that's good.
What can you tell us about the boomboxes in the buggies and all the trouble that it's causing?
The problem is any loud radios are disturbing.
Right.
The problem with buggies are that they move so slowly, the noise is with you longer than would be anticipated with a car.
True.
And they do play at levels that are disturbing to the residents, and we just want to address it.
Now, how many non-Amish do you have living in your community?
Actually, within the village limits, there are only two Amish that live here, to the best of my knowledge.
So you're letting two people really run things?
No, it's the Amish that come from the countryside, right?
Right. There's a township surrounding the village that is comprised of a lot of Amish. I'm not sure what the percentage is.
Hey, listen, Mr. Mayor, between me and you, how crazy is this? How can these people live without television? This is the reason I hate the Amish. I do. Listen, you tell me, is there a better learning tool than television?
You don't use
obviously
it.
Obviously, they think so.
You don't use it as a learning tool. You use it as purely entertainment. Now,
no,
come on now.
Listen, you know me. I'm like that guy on Profit. I was raised with television.
And a box.
Yes, that's right. Every night in a fetal position, I go to bed naked in a box.
I believe it.
Do the teenagers get to watch any television?
They don't have them in their homes.
They don't have them at all.
They may watch them elsewhere, but they don't have them in their homes. Ah.
Do you ever open up your home to Amish youngsters to watch something like the Urkel Show? Or
no.
No, you don't?
I'm sure a lot of them are sports enthusiasts. I'm sure they do watch TV other places.
But so you talk sports with the Amish?
I really don't have much contact with the Amish, to tell you the truth, personally.
And besides the boomboxes, are there any other teenage pranks that they pull, like perhaps racing the buggies?
No, they may do that, but it's not a problem.
You ever do that thing where they get ye old...
You're going to get facetious here, and I'm going to hang up on you.
You get ye old bag, and you put some dog poop in ye old bag, and you light ye old bag on fire on
I think you were raised in a box.
I take that as a compliment, Mr. Mayor.
It's Mr. Profit.
I take that as a compliment.
Good.
And generally, listen... is it a problem having all the... No, let me change that question. How come they don't grow mustaches? How come they grow the beards where they don't grow the mustaches?
Great question.
It's their tradition. I'm not sure. I mean, it's just that I know they're required not to have mustaches, only beards, and I think it's just been carried on for years and years and years, and I'm not sure where it originated or why it originated.
You know, I bet if there were a few more in the village limits, you'd know more about them. But they're not voters, are they, Mr. Mayor?
No, they're not.
There you go.
All right, my good man. Listen, why did you get out of that that nickel and dime town? It sounds to me like your talents as a big-time wheeler dealer are being wasted in that Pohick town.
You're probably true.
I smell a congressional run.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Mayor?
I'm 44 years old.
44, you still got time left.
Yeah, time, and who knows? It's Mayor what? What is your full name, Mr. Mayor?
My last name is Garlic, G-A-R-L-I-C-H.
Mayor Garlic?
Mayor Garlic. I'm telling you, that works. You know, do you want a candidate that doesn't stink? Mayor Garlic.
Go back to your box.
You get a newspaper, you call it the Garlic Press?
There you go. Now that's good. Just think of this. Congressman Garlic, Senator Garlic.
I like the sound of that.
President Garlic.
That's great. He'll season you with another 4 years.
And you get a running mate, you name him Herb.
I'll hire you for campaign manager.
Garlic in 2000.
Good luck, Mayor Garlic.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Good luck dealing with those Amish.
Okay.
Those crazy nuts who don't watch television.
What was the word?
Those crazy nuts.
Those roughies. Those terrible roughies.
The roughies. That was it.
Who could not love television, huh, Mayor? This is my only problem with the Amish. I understand they're good, decent, hardworking people. But for God's sakes, television, that's un-American.
I know, and it's part of your religion.
Yes, it is. I belong to the Church of the UHF.
Each of their own.
That's right. Well, he was raised...
You live in a box, how can you...
Yeah, thank you for your time, Mr.
Okay.
Mayor.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's Mayor Garlic. You don't really... How about a little overhaul, though? Mayor Garlic.
You know, we could dress those Amish kids up in funny costumes, mm-hmm. funny colored costumes. It could be the orange roughies.
The orange roughies. You know. Oh, boy, that'd be great.
You know, the old roughies.
Only if we dress up above his lima beads.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Big W.
Say, what is it, Big W?
Think of something that starts with a W.
JFK! A last look at the Wednesday night Fight of the Lights. It's 6:45. Here's Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Liberty Gibbon.
WJFK.
They perform for hours before reaching an exciting climax. Can you? Here's more with Don and Mike.
Howdy, hi, we're back. Before we go, here they come, the Toe Tap and Touch Tones. Spurting out of your radio, making a noogie mess like, you know.
Yeah, mama.
We'll take call 100 right now. Let me give you some stuff. Phone number 1-800-636-1067. And look, you guys were right. He was changing his clothes during that break.
There he is, all spiffed up and ready to go.
How about that?
Look at that. Wearing that brand new JCPenney suit.
Yeah.
Man, that's shiny.
Thank you.
That is a pretty suit.
Polished it this morning.
I like that tie, too.
Thank you.
All right.
But we very rarely see Buzz. Is that a gauze tie?
No.
And then that is not a pirate shirt you have on underneath
it's
it.
A good idea, though, but no, it's a regular tie.
Buzz is giving a lecture tonight. This is the whole concept still so wacky to me. And where is the lecture being given tonight, Buzz?
At the Springfield Mall, at a restaurant, mixed restaurant in the Springfield Mall, Springfield, Virginia.
And you will be speaking about?
They have asked me to speak for 20 or 30 minutes about my career.
And we understand that Buzz is going to start off with a tremendous off-color joke tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's right.
You'll want to get by that. Tomorrow, will you tell us what your opening line was?
Oh.
Well, listen, if you...
It's not really radio funny. It's more public speaking funny.
The thing is, if you don't tell us...
Uh-huh.
You know,
it'll get back to you. I can live with that.
So tomorrow you can recap everything you said?
Yeah, if I must.
And
sure.
At the conclusion of the speech, you will be giving away locks of your hair.
If necessary, yes.
All right, there you go.
So go see Buzz tonight doing his lecture. It's now 12 before 7 on the East Coast and 12 before 4 out west. Here now is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Another story just in this hour without details. Police report two loud explosions in West London after another warning from the Irish Republican Army. Middle East peacemaking is back on track, though. The destruction of Israel is no longer a written goal of the Palestine National Council. The very document that founded the council, its charter, has always called for the demise of the nation of Israel. But that goal is no longer part of that document. Removing the provision was one of the demands Israel had made before it would agree to continue peace talks with the Palestinians. Today, Israel got its wish, at least on paper. Back in this country, an anti-terrorism bill has just become law, a little over a year since the Oklahoma City bombing. President Clinton today signed a watered-down version of his original anti-terrorism proposal. Nevertheless, the law makes it easier to deport suspected terrorists, and it bans fundraising by terrorist groups. Survivors of the World Trade Center and Oklahoma bombings watched today's signing, some of them wiping away tears. In Jackson, Mississippi, three firefighters are dead after a shooting at a fire station. A firefighter with a semi-automatic weapon began shooting at his colleagues this afternoon. He killed two and wounded four more before he was killed in a shootout with police. The man's name has not been released, but police say he was a 9-year veteran of the fire department. The actress who played Lois Lane in the Superman movies is in a psychiatric ward. Margot Kidder was found yesterday after being missing for several days. Police say she told them her life was in danger, but there's no evidence of foul play. Money seems to be no object for the people attending the Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis auction. Sotheby's says winning bids on some items are 10 to 20 times the pre-sale items. The sessions last night and this morning have already brought in more than $6 million. Your electric bill might be going down. Federal officials are changing the rules about how electricity is sold, and they say the new rules could save consumers $3 to $5 billion each year. Among other things, the new rules require electric companies to share their power lines with competitors. Are you ever too old to make whoopee? Not according to a survey by Sweden's University of Gothenburg. The survey, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, says married couples continue to enjoy sex well into their 80s. Baggy pants are fine until the police notice your crack is showing. That story in sports next. This Buzzcast brought to you by Coons of Manassas. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, the NBA is working on a concept for a women's pro basketball league. The Board of Governors has okayed the idea with a target start date of July 97. The National Football League season will kick off September 1st this year with 13 games. The league returns to Baltimore on that day with the Ravens hosting the Oakland Raiders. Running back Marcus Allen signed a three-year contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. The 36-year-old is the eighth leading rusher in NFL history. Two more NHL playoff games tonight. Pittsburgh's in Washington. The Capitals have a 2-1 lead. And Florida's at Boston. In that series, Florida leads 2-0. The mayor of Rotterdam has declared a state of emergency after police arrested 47 soccer fans prior to Germany's 1-0 victory over the Netherlands. After the match, riot police were called in to disperse the Germans who were smashing stadium seats.
Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
Finally, for a guy, being in fashion these days means wearing the big baggy pants. Well, Robert Webb may have been in fashion, but he was out of luck. Police in Charleston, West Virginia, pulled over the young man for
a
routine traffic violation.
Was he with his pappy?
No, he was alone. See, the young man apparently aroused suspicion from the officers, and that led to a search. And during the frisking, young Mr. Webb's pants fell down. And that's when the cops saw his crack, as in crack cocaine.
Oh, my.
As Webb pulled up his trousers, no fewer than 20 rocks of crack were left on the ground. Young Mr. Webb is now free on bond, but he's facing a laundry list of drug charges.
Mm.
Speaking of laundry, it sounds like a little shrinkage might be a good thing. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.